When you come into hospital, you probably expect emergency equipment to be there if it's ever needed. But have you ever stopped to think about who makes sure it's ready to use?
In this episode, we're joined by Anna Marie Lim from the resuscitation team to explore the hidden work that helps keep patients safe.
From checking emergency equipment to some rather unusual vending machines, we'll find out how a role most patients never see can make a real difference when every second counts.
So let's get into it. Anna Marie Lim is a deteriorating patient team technician at the Dudley Group. She ensures emergency and resuscitation equipment across hospital and community sites is stocked, maintained, and ready for use. Through auditing, stock management, and supporting training facilities, she helps keep patients safe and clinical teams prepared. Fun fact, she can spot missing emergency equipment faster than her car keys.
Hello, my name's Anna. Lim as well, if you want Anna Lim. And I work on the Resus training team.
Resus obviously has a number of people working in the department. Yeah. Just for our viewers and listeners, what exactly is your role?
So I am the deteriorating patient team technician. So I look after all the mannequins that are in the training room and the equipment. I look after the resus equipment. So most wards will have a crash trolley or an emergency bag. There's 71 across the hospital and out in the community as well. So I look after those. I look after the online platform that we use for those, which is called MyKitCheck. And then I look after the vending machine.
The vending machine.
Vending.
We'll get to the vending machine in a minute.
I'm curious. Yes. We'll get there.
Mm. But how did you land this job? Because it's a big job with a lot of responsibility.
It was a Facebook find.
Okay.
Yeah, as you scroll through on an evening, saw the job advertised, was already considering changing what I was doing. I worked in a school previously. My children are now grown up and I didn't need the holidays. Wanted to go on holiday when I wanted to. And saw it on Facebook, clicked on it and had a little read and thought, curious. Thought about it, chatted to my husband and then had another little look and read into it. And it told you that you're working with a resus team. But I didn't know what the whole role would entail, but I just thought, give it a go. Why not?
So you just saw something.
Yeah, it just
got
my attention.
You didn't really know what it was, yeah, but like,
why not?
What?
Take a chance.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So working with, was it like children primarily?
I worked in a special needs school previously.
Special needs school. So big change to resus. So for everybody listening, resus is like the acutely unwell patients that need quite immediate intervention to, well, keep them alive until more definitive things can be done. So you saw a Facebook post and I was like, oh, this sounds like a bit of me.
Yeah, somebody I went to school with had posted it and I just thought, why not?
So did you have any clinical background before that?
I had a little bit. Previously to working in the school, I did do learning disabilities nursing. And then had children and career went in a different direction. So as they've got older, I thought, actually, we'll do something for mom for a change.
And how long have you been in this job role?
I've been here 2 years now, 2 years in May.
So you clearly like it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not
the
like 6 months.
The team are amazing. Everybody I come across on the wards, they're all lovely. I had a lot to learn, obviously, because I didn't have any idea what was in a resus trolley, the contents or anything like that. And again, with the training equipment, we've got lots of equipment in the training room that I didn't know how to use. But yeah, every day is a school day. Something changes. But yeah, it's great.
And when you first started, was it exactly as you expected or pictured it would be? Or did something like surprise you? Like, oh.
I think it surprised me massively. The scale of the emergency equipment that the hospital has. And the scale, the team, their knowledge of everything. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a game of tennis and I'm listening to a conversation. I'm like, wow, how do they retain this information? And just the different mannequins and the training courses that they offer as a team. It's all very different.
When you say that you're in charge of Risa's trolleys, right, and like equipment, for our listeners, what does that mean?
That means there's an emergency sealed trolley in most areas across the hospital or within a minute or two's grab. Each trolley has a set contents for an emergency, which is standard across every ward. So generally everybody should know what's in there. Then when a medical emergency happens and a team gets called, that trolley is then taken to a patient and used. My role kind of from there is to help ward staff if they need help checking the contents afterwards, replenishing items to then make sure it's safe again, obviously, for next use if it's needed.
Okay.
So for our listeners, the Risa's trolley is usually red, bright red.
Red if it's an adult, blue if it's pediatric.
Okay.
And there's also various grab bags across the hospital. You might see somebody walking with quite a bright orange.
Oh, I've seen it. Yes.
There's little backpacks. They're transfer bags. So if somebody's going from a ward, say to X-ray or CT or ED up to peds. So yeah, there's so a lot. Like, it comes in all different varieties.
Okay.
So lugging the trolley, you have like a little emergency backpack.
Yeah, you can have a backpack as well.
So say there's been an emergency. Someone's taken one of the trolleys. Maybe they've pulled out a couple of the equipments, maybe used one. How do you know it's been used? And then how do you know where to look for what's been used? Unless people track what they've used, do you have to just open everything?
Basically, they do a post-emergency check on an online platform that we use, MyKitCheck. And it has photos of every item and they click if it's there, yes, no, and an expiry date on it. So by doing that, they may then get left with a list of, say, 5 items that they can't, not necessarily they can't find, they don't stock on their ward. So that might be there. Then contact me or they visit the vending machine.
Oh. The vending machine. Is that the vending machines that we see, like, just normally, you know, that ones that sell, like, chocolates and things?
Maybe one day it was. I'd say probably one day did have sweets and chocolates and tins of pop in it, but now it has a stock of emergency equipment.
Wow.
So they've all got a little key fob in the bottom of their trolley. They then arrive at main outpatients and they swipe and collect what they need to. I do get a lot of inquiries from general public when I'm filling it up saying, what's that?
What, and
I'm like, this is emergency equipment.
Wow. Like, so they can't use their Apple Pay or Google Pay to grab anything?
No, unfortunately not. But I do reckon I could hide some sweets or chocolates on there.
No, I think that would be good. Like, you know, mid like CPR, you're like, ooh, I got like, I don't know, one of those like heroes.
You do get tired, fuel up.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it's a great piece of equipment again, because if you're searching for something, or like I say, the ward doesn't stock it, it's there middle of the night, 24 hours a day. Mm.
And this is available to anybody?
All ward areas have all got a key fob for the vending machine.
Wow.
Who checks the vending machine?
I then go down. I can, again, see online. Everything's technology, obviously, but I can see online where it's been used, who's used it, and the contents, and then I fill it up from our stock. Again, I get lots of questions when I'm filling it up as to what's going in there. But yeah, then it's full and ready for use again.
Yeah. So do you always get like a little crowd around you?
Usually somebody's very curious. They're like, oh, I've never seen one of those in a vending machine before.
Have you ever been asked, like, oh, can I have one of those, like, eye gels or something?
No, but they do look at them a little bit strange.
What is that?
Yeah.
For, like, members of the public listening, you know, when you go into the hospital, you don't really think about, equipment's being... You just assume things are just always ready for you to use or ready for the medical team to use. You never think about there's actually a whole team behind that, making sure things are where they're meant to be and they've got what they need to have inside of them. And that also has to be checked on a routine basis. I mean, why can't we just go along thinking that everything is just fine and ready?
Because I'll have friends now that go, oh, I've seen one of those trolleys that you look after at the hospital. Because, yeah, they are there. They're just kind of, people don't realise they're there, do they? But they're great when obviously you need them in that emergency.
And you know, it's good because then you can have the trust that, okay, if my family member was going into the hospital, you trust that if they happen to ever need one of those equipment, it will be ready to grab and use at that time. And it just gives that much more of a confidence in...
We've also got things over to GP surgeries, and we've got a DFib at Murray Hill that I look after. So they're not necessarily just hospital based either.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are like communities. The community as
yeah,
well.
We've got a few GP practices that we've got grab bags and DFibs, and Murray Hill has a DFib and a bag that we look after as well.
So what about if a trolley hasn't been, it's a silly question really, if a trolley hasn't been open for like, I don't know, 5 years, do you have like a certain time where like, okay, that hasn't been used, we need to open it and check all the expiry dates?
Basically every trolley gets opened every week.
Wow. Okay.
For a full check for safety,
whether
for
used,
patient safety.
Whether or not used.
Yeah, it will get opened every week and somebody on the wards will perform a full check on it, top to bottom, checks expiry dates, batch numbers, lot numbers. So we've always got that record that it's been checked.
And
everything we know
is in date.
Everything's in date and safe for use.
And that happens in the community as well. Because I cannot imagine like, you know, someone not having a cardiac arrest for like the longest time in the community.
Yeah.
And you've got like this dusty trolley.
Yeah. And the pieces of equipment you need, but you don't necessarily want them to be used.
Yeah.
You do want them to be unused, but they're there as a just in case. Yeah. And if they don't, if they accidentally miss a check, that's when I send a little email, say, could you just check your trolley or your bag, please?
Yeah. Just to make sure everything is still there.
Or if they're struggling, I'll go out and help them and I'll do a check with them.
So it's a lot to like actually keep in mind when it comes to these trolleys. Like you have to make sure that every single one in the community on the wards is getting checked. And that's your job.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
71 and plus.
It is such a key role because a lot rides on this for clinicians to work, knowing that if I reach for something, it will be there. It allows them to... Well, it just allows them to focus more on then what they're doing at that time and worry less about, will this thing be available or should we bring two trolleys because one might not be fully stocked. And so you don't have to split your mind
up.
It
is such a key piece of equipment that kind of gets hidden, but it's there, hopefully, for when needed. Wow.
So do all trusts across the country have the spending machine?
Some trusts locally do. I don't know about all, but I know like Sandwell and places do. And again, I think whoever decided on that idea is a great use of an old piece of equipment, really.
And do you agree that every trust should have one?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think they should.
Sounds like a great idea. Because, you know, it will always be in the most awkward time in the middle of the night. Things are out of stock and you need something desperately. And then, you know, there's a vending machine.
And then hopefully we can petition for like chocolates to be stuck at the back as
we'll
well.
We'll add an
like a protein bar.
In your role since starting, you said it's been 2 years now. Has there been any new innovations or any ongoing innovations as to, you know, new equipment or changes that might be coming in or new teams that you're working? Or is the role expanding into additional kind of responsibility?
I think it's ever expanding. Community's a big one. We seem to be getting more community places. We've just had Ridge Hill open in Wordsley. So we've been setting up a trolley over there. The GP practices, we seem to be getting more things. So it seems to be, hospital seems to be like as it was when I joined, but outside of the hospital seems to be growing in the areas, which is good for community because obviously there's a lot of appointments that go out there.
Yeah, that's amazing. And similarly in the hospital, there will be a designated person in the GP to check the equipment, send you the data, you then update. And you said you had that, like, is it like a website or an app? Or
yeah, it's a website, MyKitCheck. And that in itself is brilliant. Again, whoever came up with that concept, really good because it's quite simple for people to use.
And it kind of cuts down work where like you have to like ring or email every little site.
Yeah, they'll get a little alert to say this item is expiring in a month's time. So they've got a month then to put that into clinical use rather than it be going to waste. Because again, we're talking about trying to recycle and reuse. Yeah. So we try to recycle things back into use and then they can replenish that.
So for example, in the hospitals, if like something like cannulas are going to be expired in like a week, take that out,
swap
in
new
ones, yeah, and then put that on the walls. So, because we use them all the time,
yeah.
So they're not being,
yeah.
That is such a good
saving
idea.
As yeah, well, cost saving, yeah.
In your role, you've been here 2 years, made a career change. What is it you enjoy most about working in your role?
I find it really interesting what I do because no day is ever the same. Wards are chopping and changing, or there's changes to the equipment. I think my team are probably my favourite part. We're only a small team. There's only 11 of us. But we've all got our own little quirks, as most teams have. But we just get on, and they all help each other. And their knowledge to me is amazing. Like I say, I sit there sometimes, I think, wow, how do they retain all this information?
So you're learning something from your colleagues every single day as well.
And I will just say, what does that mean? Because obviously I'm not non-clinical. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They do. They are a very friendly.
They are
Rhesus team.
They are, and they will help whoever, whatever their query, whether it's related to their job or not. They will generally help them.
Yeah, I don't know why. Rhesus teams are just always the best people to just come talk to, get to know, and they can save your life. That's how, you know.
Well, yeah, we're a very lucky team. Just
they can. They do save our lives.
Yeah. Do you mention something at the start about looking after mannequins as well? I didn't know mannequins needed looking after.
Well,
what
they
does
need
that
a
mean?
Lot of maintenance. They have to have their lungs changed. They have to be cleaned.
That's true.
We try to make them look quite lifelike in the training room as well. So they might be wearing a pair of pajamas at Christmas. They've got Christmas t-shirts on. So obviously there's beds to be wiped down and mannequins to be cleaned and stuff within the training room. And depending on the course, it'll depend what mannequin the team want out. So obviously we'll swap to pediatrics. If they're just doing airway skills, it'll be a little airway head we're using, not a full-blown mannequin. But yeah, they're quite... They're all different as well.
I think like they've like really changed throughout the years. Like before, they used to just have like that, you know, flat face and just
they do,
no expressions.
I mean, as cough and make noises and things. So yeah, yeah. And they will say yes and no to you as well.
What?
So if you asked it, if you
they
you
would like
okay,
nod or
no, it will speak.
What?
Got a little iPad and it you can press what you want it to do.
But they have started becoming like even just how they're made rather than just hard plastics.
Yes.
They started becoming very, very lifelike.
Yeah. And it's just increasing that like fidelity, like just how real something is when you do the teaching. And it makes the difference because then when you're actually in that scenario in real life, it just makes your practice that much more beneficial.
Absolutely. I mean, I even name the mannequins. We've got Ant and Dec, and we've got Tess and Claudia. So I even
so
name them.
You always go like, get Claudia out of the closet,
yeah,
or like, you know, get him out of
our
the closet.
Our baby ones are baby Ant and baby Dec.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I have seen the baby one as well, where like it moves its hand.
Yes.
Yes.
And these kits aren't cheap. Like they go into thousands and thousands of pounds. Like they, so it, you know, I get it. They do actually need to be maintained because they're all investments for the different hospital trusts. Not only for like one generation, but multiple generations of healthcare workers who'll be passing through the trust.
And we see so many people come through the training room daily. Oh. Like basic life support courses or national courses, that those mannequins have a lot of work on them.
And things like basic life support, it's not just actual, I mean, it's almost every hospital staff has to be trained in basic life support because you never know where there could be an emergency. Lots of people will be passing through the department from doctors right up until probably administrators as well, just because you never know where someone might collapse and need that help. So it's very important that the tools are kept up to date, they're safe to be used, and also kind of realistic. So it makes that teaching effective as well.
I think at the end, your job it helps with patient safety.
Yeah.
Because if these trolleys were not checked. These mannequins were not checked for our training.
It's patient like prevention rather than curing.
Yeah.
So like you're preventing those terrible incidents happening in the first place than working backwards from a big complaint or a big failure in the service. You're just one step ahead of the curve. So it's really cool to see that there's this innovative techniques in the websites to check that everything is up to date. And it's also interesting that it's not just the hospital, but you're also looking into the community, checking that everything is safe for people wherever they are once they get in contact with healthcare in this Dudley area. So amazing. I'm sure multiple people or multiple trusts around the UK will also be adopting something similar, but definitely sounds rewarding. I can see why.
Yeah, it is. It's so interesting. I think maybe because I haven't got that clinical background, that's why I do find it genuinely interesting, because all the defibs can be different. So
yeah.
There's not just one standard defib. So yeah. Then the pads are obviously different. So you've got to know which one goes with which. But yeah, from a patient safety and just knowing as if you did have a family member ever come in, you know that trolley's there and ready.
Ready to be used. Yeah.
So indirectly, directly, Anna is saving lives.
Yes.
Maybe. Fingers crossed.
Yes. Yes. Because when you reach for that oxygen mask, it's there. It's there to be used when you need it the most.
And it's in date.
Yes. And it's in date.
So we're not, you know, shoving.
Some people do see me coming onto the ward and they're like, oh no, she's here again. And I'm just coming to check your trolley. It's fine. Don't worry.
It's like a caretaker or the keeper of the emergency.
I do say, it's the my kit check lady.
We've gotten to know you. We've gotten to know your role. And I'm sure people listening at home, they definitely have learned something new, because I know I have, and I work in a hospital all the time. Emergency equipment technician or resus technician?
Yeah, deteriorating patient team technician. A lot of people are like, put your teeth in with the same.
DTTT.
DTTT?
DPT tech.
DPT
tech.
That's what I tend to go with, the Shuren version.
Okay, no. Is there any final thoughts that you have about maybe what you do, or maybe something for the members of the public or families of patients just to think about or consider, or just any last thoughts you would like to leave, or even our healthcare staff as well?
I think just be rest assured that the emergency equipment is there, even if you don't necessarily see it, because we put it in places where we know it's more accessible. So hopefully people feel a bit more rest assured that it's checked, it's in date, it's there, the teams all know where they are and how to use it. Because it makes me feel better knowing that if it was my family, that it's there. And then probably just if anybody was thinking of a career change to the NHS, I would definitely do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because everybody has been amazing since I've joined. No complaints.
Thank you so much for coming onto the Right Chamber podcast, Anna. It's been a lovely, lovely conversation. And to all our listeners as well, thank you for tuning in. As always, if you've learned something new or have a question about what you've learned today, again, definitely interact with us in the comments, and we will see you on the next podcast.
Remember to stay connected with us on social media. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at RGUCMS. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, RGUC Media, for more exclusive content and updates. Thanks for tuning in to the Right Chamber podcast. Until next time.